Good afternoon. Well, Monday was a fairly choppy day as far as the Australian share market was concerned. The ASX 200 traded through a range which saw the index up by as much as 19 points at its best levels and down by 23 points at its worst, and it settled with a gain of 4 points. There were quite a number of important themes that were at play today. The one that you're going to hear most about in coming days as far as headlines are concerned is the attack on Saudi Arabian energy production in infrastructure at the weekend. So this is noteworthy for the fact that it's estimated at this stage that it's taken around 6% of global energy production offline. And that's why you saw a big surge in oil prices. They were had their biggest dollar move on record earlier this morning. And that's why leading energy names on the ASX were up in the range of 4 to 6%. Santos, Oil Search, Woodside and Beach Energy all up by that amount. And given the instability in the Middle East and the concern about what this might escalate to, you have seen a surge in gold prices, which have risen by around $15 an ounce over the course of today. So that's why Newcrest, St Barbara Limited and Northern Star were all up in the order of around 5%. And lost in amidst all of this noise were some much weaker than expected economic figures out of China today. The investment numbers, production numbers and retail sales were all lower than expected. And that was quite a weight on sentiment, although most of the attention was being trained elsewhere. So this is something to be mindful of. It's an indication that the stimulus that's being applied to the Chinese economy isn't necessarily getting traction at the moment. So this is a bit of a concern looking forward. Today we saw a general malaise as far as Asian markets were concerned. The big miners were a bit of a mixed picture. BHP was up by more than 3%, but other names were a little bit weaker. Elsewhere, Sims Metals shares were a big decliner, down by more than 10%. After the group said that the first half of the new financial year will be materially weaker than the previous corresponding period, owing to a fall in scrap metals prices. So on the other side of the equation, Bellamy's shares were a noteworthy improver. In fact, that's understating things. They're up by more than 50% after the group was the beneficiary of a takeover bid by Chinese interests. So a bit of a reprieve for that organisation, to say the least, given some of the woes that they've been encountering over the course of recent years. The Aussie dollar generally under pressure after those weaker Chinese figures, but it's recovered a little bit since. It's trading around 68.7 US cents.